Good, my dear. Before I will name the topic of the sermon, I want to explain you one thing. I'm a person who hates everything that doesn't work or works not as it should work. You understand me? It's interesting that we, people from the former Soviet Union, we got used. If there is a brick on the TV, nobody is asking the question why the brick is on the TV set. Oh, come on, church, we all know why. It's impossible to watch the program without the brick on the TV. All the people who are over 30 years old, you all understand what I'm talking about. The TV has two programs, and with the brick on it, four programs. You know, I'm a man who hates everything that doesn't work properly. And if you want to force me to move, only my wife knows how much I'm speaking out the truth. Then you need to break something, or something need to stop functioning in my house for it to start finally working. That's why I repeat myself again. I'm talking to those people who don't like broken things. You know, I'm surprised how people can drive on the spare tire for 1 year. I'm not joking, I'm speaking facts. I know people who are driving with their spare tire when their one tire got flat, they put the spare tire and they're driving for 1 year. You meet people who maybe half of their life something is not working. Unworking children, half-working children, they don't obey. That's another topic. I don't want to go into there. My family is not working. Why? These areas are not working. I can't work properly at my work. My machine at work stops functioning. And we are people who, step by step, the life sucks us in. And it looks like everything is okay in our life. The brick on TV, we even had a joke that you need to sell the TV with the brick on it. You remember those TV sets that we watched? You remember? I had a dream to buy a Kalashnikov machine gun and shoot the TV set. It was a perversion of technology, and that's it. Somebody wanted to violate the TV set, and they invented the electron TV set, Russian TV set. That's another topic. We need to understand certain things and to bring them to the proper order. And so I'm a Christian born again, and until this day, I can't understand why the church is not working. Or it's okay if the brick is on the top of it. Okay. Yeah, when was it working? When was it ever working? I don't understand where I'm alone, like, who maybe I came from the future or from the sky. Where do you live? Maybe they don't understand me. Maybe I'm from another age. Or maybe from the past, from the times of apostles. I don't understand what's happening now in the church. And you know, when you're born again, after reading the Bible, I realized that something is not working. Amen? I've read in the Bible that the church is not what it's supposed to be. It's what we see today. What happened? How to fix this disease, not talking only about my church, I'm talking about the global church, I'm talking about all the millions of churches. Amen. If there is someone is revived there, we call that a revival. The church should be a walking revival all over the earth. And if one church on one continent finally realize what it's supposed to be, we don't need to do a show out of this. We all need to get to the same point. So, my topic is called the broken DNA of the church. The damaged DNA of the church. DNA. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Before I start, I know what you'll be doing. You'll be laughing out loud. Sometimes I feel happy. You know what DNA is? DNA is the main, the basic code of you. It's what you are formed of on molecular level. Maybe these words are too complicated for our level. I'm sorry. I'm speaking a modern topic for a modern church. If you don't know what is that, read in the textbook. Where did the pastor go in some complicated term, interesting terms? That's it. Well, we live in a modern time. The disciples of the apostles didn't need to know about the DNA. Exactly. What's DNK? DNA. We understand what DNA is. We are smart people. We are educated people. We know what DNA is. DNA is the basic code of you and I, of the universe, microscopic code of you and me and everything that you see around, everything that's alive. And we need to understand this thing. The man is formed. If you see that my teeth fall off my mouth, in the young age, I've seen people 20 years old whose teeth fell off. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, but and his DNA is this damage from the generations before him. Yeah, I'm speaking serious things. If I were bald, for example, imagine. I would have saved 5 years and washing my head. I wash my face. I wash my head. How much shampoo would have I? Bald people. I love bald people. They're strong people. Some people say I'm getting bald. Amen. Yeah. Shaved your hair off and relax. Jesus loves you like that. Oh, I'm getting bald. What? I dream of getting bald and I'm tired of working on this hat on my head. Yeah, I always have to shave. I always have to cut my hairs. Yeah, I'm tired of this. But everything that God gives into your life, give Him praise for that. I'm speaking seriously. Because a person who doesn't have hair, he's got five spare ears in his life who the hairy people don't have. Hallelujah. Stop spraying yourself and buying this shampoo. It's not working. Brothers have testified their witness to me about their problems. Yeah, they make money on your complex of inferiority. You know, God has given this earth to the church. Some people are still being in rejection and they say this is his problem. This is his problem that we are being bombed, robbed, violated, destroyed, robbed, we don't have jobs. My dear friends, this is the church that doesn't fulfill its mission on this earth. That's why we have this destruction and this curse on earth. The church till this day can't understand that it has the church for prosperity of this. It has the keys for prosperity of this earth. When I'm reading the Bible, in the spiritual code of the DNA of the Word of God, it said that you and I, we are winners. I don't understand when did they convince us the opposite thing. But when I return to the original, know what the brother said, but what Jesus wrote here, amen? And I start understanding, I start seeing things since I was 16 years old, 17, 18 years old. I was reading the Bible. I'm reading, I don't get it. Is this the church? I don't get it. I don't get anything. I don't understand anything. Why? Here is one thing, and in reality is something. Oh, my brother, you don't interpret the gospel properly, and all the teachers, they start interpreting how you are not doing the right things and how we are supposed to do everything the right thing. Don't even try to move. And we understand that someone has mutilated the spiritual DNA of the church. You understand me? Little by little, step by step, if you and I would sit in the time machine and we would move to the Acts of the Apostles 2,000 years ago, we would all completely review what does the church of the latest days mean. But because that someone, step by step, year by year, age by age, they were mixing, they were changing into the truth. Today we see what we are calling the church, what Jesus would never come into. The first thing that Jesus would go around. You know who was the first person who went into the world? Jesus, who left the church. Jesus was the first who came into the world, for God so loved what? The world, that He sent His only Son to the world. Go to the world. No, I'm not going there. Go to the world. We don't want to have anything common with the world. Jesus went to the world long ago, and you need to go into the world. Amen. Someone need to save the world. Amen. We need to do something. God has begotten the church through Christ Jesus, redeeming and washing it. And He gave us the prototype, the model of what Christ wants to see. Here we've got the blueprint, and it's described how the church is supposed to be. That's why you need the Bible, not to read it and say, oh my God, oh, but to read it and to compare it. Where am I at this moment in time? The disciples were given the blueprint, the model of the church. This is how the church is watched by God, and the very originals who were used by God are the apostles. That's why we're reading them, and not something that's written after them. God left their epistles, their letters for us, the original. He sealed it. He stamped it so that if anything happens to us, we would return to the original. And we all need to understand, to learn this thing. The church has the authority. It depends on you and I, on us, not on Jesus. We need to learn this thing. Where was Jesus? Where was the church? Where was the church? Where is the church when thousands of people die? Jesus is in heaven without authority because He gave all the authority to you. This church belongs, this earth belongs to Christ. No, you don't understand anything. This earth has always been and is belonging to the man. Someone has stolen it. Christ returned it to you, and now you and I, we are the owners of this earth. I'm sorry. And let me argue with you. The earth doesn't belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. And the earth belongs to us. If it belonged to Christ, would He allow such a chaos on this planet? Never. Where He is the master, is there chaos? No. Look, are you joking? This is the coolest, the strongest, the principal, the director, a specialist, an inventor. This is our God. Look how everything is settled, is created, where He is a master and He's the owner. Now, look where we are masters and what we want. And don't point the finger to Jesus and say, oh, this is Jesus. Oh, it's the will of God like that. No, the will of God is for you to get up and start changing this nation. This is the gospel. I don't know. I will show you places where you can do this. Just try to tell me that you don't know where to do. Come, I will give you 5 places where to go. The spiritual DNA of the church is a full, total victory on earth. This is how the devil is retarding the coming of Christ and the rapture of the church. Because the church is in a very tender age, like milk, those milk-feeding babies who are stumbling on everything, starting with the very small things, starting with the biggest things. They are stumbling on everything. There's such a childhood that it's even funny. It's impossible to suffer. Anyway, the spiritual DNA of the church is the full, total victory. If you don't believe this, you don't believe with the Word of God, I won't argue with the Word of God. The spiritual DNA of the born-again person of you and I, it's the winner. It's the champion. The champion and winner. Maybe not from the first time, but I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I will get up anyway, and I will do it. And no one, neither the devil, stop dignifying him. He doesn't have keys from his own house. You understand me, church? Oh, hallelujah. We has lifted the devil. Oh, he said, and don't talk about him. Blah, 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 blah. You can't even imagine who you are in Christ. You can't even imagine that the devil can do anything without you. He needs you to do something on this earth. Can you imagine how much authority you've got? Devil tells you, do this. Say, I don't do this. He can't do anything without you. As soon as you've got a war in your family, and the devil tells you, sell this husband, your husband, everything you think about him. And Holy Spirit tells you, don't tell him. You deflate yourself. May God bless you. And the devil, you understand? He can't do anything on this earth without the man. The same principle is used by God and Jesus Christ. You understand? He can't do on this earth. He's not the master of this earth. He's the master of heaven. The devil got screwed there, so he came out of there. We are the masters here. If we allow this situation, then we are this kind of masters. We love this kind of life. We've allowed this guy. Everything's okay. Children die because of cocaine. They are in prisons. They're drinking. They're destroying themselves. The nation is dying away, even on the DNA level, on the molecular level, on the virtual level. The nation is dying off, and everything's okay. We don't care. If your child doesn't come out of your house, it doesn't mean that he doesn't sin. The devil can keep you in your house and on virtual level destroy completely you. This is the modern demon. He doesn't need to take you out of your house. You can become the Satan beside your computer. That's why let's not speak these kind of things. Oh, my son is at home. Let's talk about what he's doing at home. That's why my DNA and your DNA is the DNA of a winner. If you're not a winner, then you've got a problem. Not with the Word of God. You've got a problem. If the church doesn't fulfill its mission that Christ has committed 2,000 years ago, then the church has a problem. Please don't convince everyone around you and prove them that everything's okay. Don't look through all the whole letters, epistles, because they make us nervous. You will see yourself, but look into it as a mirror and correct something. So, the damaged DNA of the church, my dear friends. Okay, Luke 10:17. 70 disciples came back with joy and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he told them, I saw the Satan falling down from the sky. Can you imagine now what a strike needs to need Satan? Have you ever seen the lightning? So Satan fell down from heaven to the earth as the lightning. We understand that Christ says, don't rejoice, friends. Why are you rejoicing because of the Satan? Now relax, relax. Oh, I've cast out a demon, but your nature is to destroy his plans, not to just to trample him. You are the master of this earth. He told them, I saw the Satan who fell off the sky as lightning, and I give you the authority to trample on all the power of the enemy. Oh, I can cast this demon out, or that demon out, or I can't cast out this because this one is too big. No, all the authority is given to you. He has authority over your life because you, the master, let him do that. Don't tell me I'm weak. Of course you're weak. I can't resist, because if you want to, then the demons will get out of your life. Believe me, jokes don't work in the church anymore. Trample the snakes and scorpions, all the power of the enemy, and nothing will damage you. What kind of words are these? I don't understand. Who will we believe on this earth, God or those who are always telling us lies? This is my teacher, the Bible. This is my DNA. This is where I feed myself from, and I'm checking everyone else by this book. The devil knows exactly. If you don't transmit exactly the mission and the purpose of Christ, then the spiritual DNA of the church will be mutating. And step by step, little by little, the church will lose its purpose and the meaning for existing, and will doing all kind of things except for its mission. You hear me? I'm tired of seeing churches that are going around the purpose of God and His mission and doing all kind of things. They form all kind of counselings and discussing how can we attract people with the gospel. Billboard. Christian championship, Christian ping-pong contest. Price $1,000. Everybody come. And so the unbelievers came here. Half drunk with the cigarettes, with girls. Okay. We'll be playing ping-pong. The pastor is rejoicing. He's running around. We've attracted them. You're a fool. He didn't come to Christ. He came to play ping-pong. You are so straight. Believe me, I'm keeping the last wine. I'm still keeping myself. I didn't invite you here. You came yourself here. And I'm looking. Pool. That's all of this is lie from the hell. People are coming only to the gospel. Two people came for the gospel. Then these are two souls that you brought into the kingdom of God and not to the ping pong contest. And we're thinking, what? Or we'll win the lottery to Hawaii, or we'll win. What else shall we win in the church? Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. They were not win even once in the church. Let's make a lottery for the Holy Spirit. Who will get it? We'll get him. Hello. The church, we need to wake up and to return to the origins, who we are. Who we are. What is forming our spiritual DNA? Who we are. Who are we born? What is born from the Spirit? What is spirit? What is born from the flesh is flesh. What is born from the winner is a winner. Oh, my dear friends, when will we learn those lessons? What is born from the loser is a loser. Please be honest with God. I don't know you. Everything that I knew was about you. I won the repentance at the ping pong championship. Oh, this topic is hitting me off, is knocking me off, and the pastor is coming who has organized the ping pong championship. I'm telling you a real story. The pastor is coming, a humble pastor. He's got success. 50 unbelievers came, boys, girls. He's coming down because he's preparing to hit the kingdom of devil. So he's coming, his weakness, and he's raising up. Before we play ping pong, I want to tell you about Jesus. And these guys are staying there about Jesus. What do you mean? We're all believers. We're Orthodox. We've got this cross here. No, no, no. I'll tell you about my Jesus and you will become just like me. And they're listening. Jesus loves you. Okay, Jesus loves us. Okay, check mark. And you need to come to him. Okay, we'll come sometimes. Okay, check. And you need to give Jesus to, left. The Jesus will give when we'll want. Okay, now we can play ping pong. My dear friends, how much has the Church of Christ fallen down? I don't even want to mention the other hints the Church is inventing. We've started to borrow from the Hollywood, from Hollywood. We are borrowing from Hollywood things that they're using to attract people. You know that the Church is already given authority and the tool that no one else has and will never have except for the Church, the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. Mutilated, damaged DNA. Someone got inside of us. The devil has long ago realized that the Church is impossible to destroy. If you destroy it in one place, it will mutate on another island, in Papua. It's impossible to move. The more you press, the more they're born. He realized we need to get seriously into the genetics. You know that the devil is doing this kind of jokes all the time. You know that sin is sin. You don't need the devil to sin, you understand me? We're all mature people, everybody understand. Well, I thought that Satan is... you've got enough of Satan in yourself. Satan in your life is on molecular level. Sin is in the DNA of a person, of a man. That's why the one who is born again, we continue fighting and fighting. Why? Because we get the sin out of our system. Religion, oh, you've overcome. If you don't overcome, then that's it. No, you're a winner, but you're a winner then when you stop, when you start getting up after you fell and you finally win. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, then I need to interfere into the spiritual DNA of the Church. What I will be talking now about, be very careful. And to destroy the Church from inside. This is the plan of the devil. Look. And the most interesting is when the DNA is being changed, you understand that the Church starts destroying itself. You understand what I'm talking about? You need to listen to me very carefully to understand me. When the DNA is being changed on molecular level, as the Church is a body, if it's a church, you don't need to cut its hands. You need to get inside and to change something from inside to paralyze this body. If a church has a choir, praise and worship, and sermons, it doesn't mean that it's alive. It's alive only when it creates Christians. The Church borns, give birth from above. This is the body of Christ. Look, I want to explain to you what does it mean to interfere on a molecular level. What does it mean to interfere? You know that the scientists have proved long ago and the Darwin theory has been long destroyed. No, nobody wants to talk about this because the whole system of this world needs to be changed. So everyone agrees, the scientists, that we came from apes, from monkeys. But even the unbeliever scientists, they have proved that this, when they got into the DNA code of a man, they realized that DNA code is not subject to evolution. If I don't interfere on the molecular level into the life or the structure of a person, it's impossible to change him, or he will always have he'll always have a child as a human. The monkey can never have a baby, a human baby, and they are still looking for the lost chain. Good luck, but they will never be able to find the lost chain, because we understand the DNA, it's impossible to change. The ape will be an ape, always an ape. The apple will always be an apple, unless you change the code, and we all understand these things. And what did the devil? There was an interesting program many years ago, when some scientists, they wanted to repaint the ship. Not to paint with paints, but to get inside the DNA to make not white fur, but purple fur. And this way, they move this DNA into another donor, and she is giving birth to a purple ship. And then we look at the purple ship. Okay, how interesting it is. The very fact is that if they will start, multiplying, they've got purple fur, because somebody changed the color of the fur. A little thing, they've learned to do this, they're doing this. Yeah, they are doing these experiments on humans, but this is still a secret. But they have been doing this on animals long ago. But the most interesting is that our sweaters are purple. And now we always need to paint the fur in purple. Why? We can create purple sheep. And I've got a natural purple sheep. It sounds funny, but this is true. That's it. That's a joke played. Now you don't need to paint every single sheep. You need to one time interfere into the molecular structure of the animal on the microscopic level to change the code. And now they will all be given, will be born with purple fur. You understand me? I hope you understand me. Now you'll understand better. And now, my dear, you understand that the devil, how much work would Satan need to do? A person is born, and now he's got to work on him. You're not a winner. You're sick. You are crooked. You are lame. The person is looking, no, I'm not lame. I'm normal. And the devil needs to work on him for years to set different situations, to create plans, to attack him in different levels, to make out of born-again Christian a loser. And I understand, the more I talk, I have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and I get into the Word of God, I'm surprised how smart is the devil. You understand me? I don't give him honor. It's a fallen creature. But he's not stupid. And in order to fight with him, you need the fire of the Holy Spirit. You will lose if you fight by your flesh. Forget about this. Yeah, if you try on with your own will, you will never succeed. The devil has been fighting with people like you for thousands of years. But now, he needs to, one time, in the very beginning of the birth of the church, even the apostles, they already faced false teachings. It's written about demons who has perverted the ways of the Lord. And we understand that already the devil is understanding we don't need to touch the living one. And if you, we need to touch these. And now these, that, and that, because they are carrying the future. Now we don't need to go after every born-again person. We need to take the leaders, the most important part of the church, and to change their thinking on a deep level, molecular, to change the whole structure. Why? Because in the process they will be given birth the same. Oh, my friends. And now, purple sheep, purple daddy, purple mom, purple grandma, purple grandpa, all of my life is purple. purple sisters, purple brothers, and all of my fate is purple. And I will so start writing songs. Whose God will get more? If you don't sing, I will be singing. And when we are looking at this purple flock, and now the grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-grandson, the purple granddaughter, he will never sing before an original ship. And now they're remembering their purple childhood, as the purple deacon was teaching the purple teaching, and the purple denomination, the purple pulpit, and everything in my life was purple, and my grandpa was purple, and he was in purple prison, and he has kept his purpleness, and now this sheep is here. She's purple. She's so proud that she is purple, because she has carried its purpleness and wasn't subject to the perversion of the devil. And now all of our denomination is purple, and we are happy to serve the purple in a purple way and sing purple songs. If a brother is not purple, then he's anathema. He's cast out of the church. And the most terrible things, the funniest things actually, please explain to me, how could all of this genetically corrected flock of sheep will react when it will see a white sheep? Please explain to me. They will say, "Oh, you need to be repainted, beast." What? Can you imagine? The sheep, No, I was just born again. I'm clean, I want Christ. No. To the church committee for repainting. If you don't want to be repainted, you are excluded from the church. We don't take in purple, because you'll damage our purple happiness. And now the white sheep is walking around that has the original DNA, that was born from an original sheep. And all of these purple society is reacting strangely. How is it possible we are wrong? What are you allowing yourself? My father is purple. Grandfather has spent all his life in purple. even his socks were purple, because he was completely committed to the purple. And now you've got the boldness of calling us wrong. I'm not calling you wrong. I'm just white. I'm sorry that I was born again from Christ and not from the purple brother. What are you talking about? You'll understand if you didn't get it. Now I understand why Jesus was speaking in parables. Everything. Everybody understands what he's talking about, and you can't catch him by his tongue. And then they say, "He was preaching about us, of course, if you are purple." And now you're shouting about some kind of sheep. What kind of white? Here. Get out of our kingdom. Purple kingdom. You know that the devil has been playing this joke before. And now the awful monster is now that the devil doesn't need to convince the Christian in something. The Christians convince each other by inheritance. The dad, the grandfather is with no teeth, and the father is without teeth, and I am without teeth, because we've got this in our family, this is how we've been taught. And now if you've got teeth and you will say something different, God forbid, how is it possible they are wrong? I'm telling you that they are wrong. There is God and His Word that is right. And I'm comparing myself according to this word. Oh, this is sharp. Oh, yes. You know what is the hardest for the white sheep? To remain white. You understand me? You won't be able to preach there. They will see you from 3 miles. You're white. They're saying, you've got happy eyes, beast. Have you ever heard? I've heard this. You're a zombie. You're all happy. You're a zombie. What do you mean? You're all awful. For a true Christian. To be a Christian is the war of all his life. Just to prove that God is right by giving me birth from above, and I'm not going to repaint myself into purple. And then we've created denominations. This is our invention, human invention. God created Christian, we created denomination. What kind of Christian? Purple? Pink? Or yellow? Or are you Baptist, Pentecostal, or Charismatic? I'm a Christian. Amen. I'm victorious. Church that was born from God, it's a winning church. If your church is not winning, it's not a church. It's a club of happy Christians. Everything's okay. You just always invent a new joke to entertain yourself. A new band, a new guest. No. Just invite Jesus and that's it. He will show you a concert till the end of your life. I like my church. I speak here what I like. I don't like to visit other churches. When I visit other churches, they tell me, oh, don't preach like this, don't preach like that. Oh, then I don't want to preach at all in this church. Then you go and preach in your church. Anyway, why then to preach? And the devil has played this joke before. He's already interfered. Can you imagine now that the disease doesn't need to be repeated? That disease give birth to disease. And now Christianity for 2,000 years was so extinct that practically no one who is born in the church has never seen a true Christian. And when God is raising me and you, we look strangely. And I will argue, you are purple. You're purple. You look strangely. Amen. Sometimes you see he's not purple. He's got a yellow leg. A red tail, a white horn, and his body is covered with the yellow spots. And you see that he's collected things from different places. I like parables so much. I'm falling in love with parables every day. They can't do anything, but they know that it's about them. You know that there was a joke. I'm telling you that this joke was played with the people of Israel. You remember when God wanted to take them out of Egypt? 430 years in slavery. I'm a slave, my sister is a slave, daddy, grandfather is a slave, grandmother is a slave, everyone is a slave, we're all slaves. We build bricks, we're professional in building bricks. They won't give us straw, we'll collect straw. If they don't give us water, we'll get water. We are slaves, and God forbid that the bricks stop. And we are looking at the generation that are an extinct nation. The devil knew if they won't be kept in freedom, you know what they will be doing? They need to be slaves. They need to be kept slaves. And now there is millions of Christians all over the face of the earth who has been long ago, has eaten this planet. Jesus would have taken us long ago. And we are sitting and we are all different. We're not doing anything. There is little amens. Oh, yeah. The devil knows that when in Egypt the daddy is waking up and he has never seen, never heard what does it, what is a free Israel. He has never seen an when I was young, an old person. If I wanted, I did bricks. If I didn't, well, I didn't make bricks. They didn't see this kind of people. It's impossible. Freedom? What are you talking about? Take it out of the lexicon. There is no such word, freedom, in dictionary. No such word as freedom. That's why God is always taking something and is doing as He likes. That's why I was born. And I have repainted you into original. You understand me? I will prove you that you are not going where you're supposed to go. It's very easy to prove to me. It's very easy for me. I'm all like this. If I don't like myself, I'm comparing myself with this. It's very easy for a true Christian because it is the Word of God, angels, God, and the whole heaven is behind you. I'm a winner. And no one, never, will ever convince me that I am a loser. Because His word is higher than my chicken's brain. Higher than me. No matter what I invent for myself, no matter how bad I feel, I open here and it's written here, I give you authority. Oh yeah. Look. And when God needs to do something, He takes Moses. We are reading this natural story, but you know, there is a deep spiritual meaning. He took Moses. He gave him into the hands of the kings, not just free Egyptians. For its brains to be tuned to the kingdom. Moses didn't come by chance to the queen, to the princess. No, it wasn't like that. Yeah, we watched this in the movie. The waves brought him to the princess. No, God knew where he's going. He knew where's his last stop. So he was taken and he was raised not just in freedom, but in king's freedom. And when he's coming back to his people, he's from them, but he's not from them. He's there, belongs to them, but on a molecular level, he's not theirs because he doesn't know what is a brick and what to do with this brick. Okay. And now God tells him, move, and he is brought through him, people of Israel, but they forgot to tell Moses, the slaves are coming. You understand? He says, let's go, guys. Let's go. They agreed not because they're slaves, but because Moses became stronger than Pharaoh. You understand? They're waiting. Oh, who will win? Okay, are we betting on Moses or on Pharaoh? Moshe. $3 for Moshe. Okay. The stocks of Moshe. Okay, no. We're betting on Pharaoh, we're betting Moses. I was telling you, Sarah, I was telling you that Pharaoh will have pimples on his face. Mm, than his firstborn, but he didn't know what to do because of all the flies, of all the stench. Yeah, the Lord joked with him. Now, oh, who is Pharaoh now? Oh, Moses is our deliverer. Let's go to the wilderness to worship God. And so they are going, and God tells him, you know that they don't know what they mean. They're robots. I'm a robot, robot, robot. Okay, that's it. Yeah, I'm shifting away now. I'm just starting. So anyway, the Lord tells them, you know who is working behind you? Yes. They are all slaves. What to do with them? I don't know. They've never seen freedom. Okay. Let's kill them. You remember that moment? There is a lot of graves around. And we understand that only those came into the promised land. What was born in freedom. That's why I'm betting on the youth. I love to work with them. They don't know what is pioneers sign and the church committee. Oh yes, it's very easy for me to talk to them. We're following God. Yes, we're following. And I'm looking and I'm learning from them how they thirst for God. Oh, how much I like the new generation. That's why I know that great miracles will be created. And we are older. We are Joshua and Caleb. We denounce to be like them, and our children will inherit the land of freedom and the blessing of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Ask him to put his spirit into you so that no one ever would decide to repaint you. Your foundation is the Word. Your guide is the Holy Spirit. Your teacher is God. Don't bind under the yoke. If God is not in the church, then the church is dead. Church, raise up. There where our steps will, our feet will step, then the glory of God will come. Where your feet will step, the freedom will come, the deliverance will come, the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm not joking. This is our mission. This is our dream. And this is our future. Dear Lord, I'm asking you, please baptize the church with fire. Please baptize the church with fire. Please baptize the church with fire, because only going through the fire we will lose everything that is hindering us. We'll lose everything that is straying us away from the mission of Christ, of saving souls. We denounce all the programs. Our program is to save the world. Our program is to bring into the to bring the kingdom of God down on earth. Let your kingdom come on the earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Let your will be done on this earth. Oh Jesus, I'm thanking you, Jesus. I'm asking you, Jesus, if you don't touch hearts, all these words. These are words of a funny singer. Only the Spirit of God can touch the heart. I can't do that. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch all of those who are here. Maybe it was funny, but inside of this topic there is a treasure that will deliver us from slavery. I am denouncing the yoke of religion. I'm refusing the dead, unfunctional church. I'm alive. I'm born from Christ. I'm born of Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, that they didn't,
that no one repented me, neither prophets, neither deacon, neither apostles, no denominations touched me. You keep us in cleanness. Please keep us, all the church, in cleanness. Our dream is to see this nation on the knees. No matter how much time it takes, we don't care. We've got 120. We've got the eternity. We are dedicating our earthly life to you. We dedicate to you our 70, 80, 100, 120 years. We dedicate to you everything. And we believe, Father, that we will see your victory on this earth. We know, Lord, that the Church of Christ is inheriting everything and the devil can't do anything. Because what is born from the Spirit is Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being as you are. We thank you, our beloved. We thank you for everything. Give glory.